What about nab-paclitaxel? What are your thoughts about that, and what do we know about that in lung cancer?
I think it is a good drug. The activity in combination with carboplatin is good, but there are no definitive trials as of yet.
The advantage, of course, in breast cancer, it's starting to get used, and there you have the issue of the shorter infusion time and right. the lack of pre-medications, which is, seems to be valued, at least in that patient population. How do you think that's going to play out in the lung cancer population?
I think it will play out the same way as in the breast cancer population, because if you give it over a short infusion time and there is no hypersensitivity reactions, it will actually make it easier for the patient to take. Even if the activity is the same and there is actually less toxicity. So we have to really, really find out whether there is less toxicity. The exciting part of that compound is that if the theoretical aspects and the preclinical data which exist with SPARC expression, which patients have a poor prognosis, then I think that that would be the study to do in that patient population to get the overall increase in survival, better efficacy.
Can you talk a little bit more about what SPARC is, what NAB is, and how they sort of interact?
Yeah, NAB actually it is not nanoparticle taxol. So NAB is just a 130 nanomolar size of that albumin molecule in which the paclitaxel is put in. That's why they called it NAB, based on the molecular weight, and it is albumin-coated paclitaxel. SPARC is just expressed in lung cancer, prostate cancer, head and neck cancer.
What is it?
It is a protein which is expressed, and patients who express that immunohistochemically have shown a poor outcome as compared to those who don't have it. It's the same as the ERCC1, as it was shown in patients in the IALT study, which was a New England Journal of Medicine paper.
But what is it? Is there a role of it, or is it a receptor? What is it?
No, SPARC. It is just a protein.
Like just a protein.
Just a protein.
Hmm.
And what it does is that it probably attracts the albumin. So if you see the expression of SPARC, the expression of albumin is same as. So if it is preferentially in the tumors, then it will attract the albumin-coated to that area.
So that's the significance as opposed to pathogenically in the cancer.
Yeah, there is no mechanistic information as far as I know of.
So I guess the thought would be that perhaps in those patients you might see a higher response rate?
That's right. So if it preferentially goes to that area of the tumor and escapes from the normal cells, then you could make an argument that it would have a better degree of efficacy.
What clinical research data do we have right now with Abraxane and lung cancer?
Abraxane and lung cancer, they have single agent data from Dr. Rizvi's trial where it was given weekly at 125 milligrams per meter squared per week. The response rate was 27% in the frontline setting with single agent. Then they have combination with carboplatin, both every 3 weeks and then weekly. So every 3 weeks, the response rates are in the 25 to 27% range, giving at various doses. And with the weekly regimen of 100 milligrams per meter square, weekly with carboplatin AUC of 6, with nab-paclitaxel given 3 weeks on, 1 week off, the response rate was 50% in the 40 patients who were treated on trial.
If you put cost and reimbursement issues aside, do we have enough data right now that you would substitute NAB for paclitaxel?
That's the question of the day. At this point in time, outside of a clinical trial, I am not doing it.
So you want to see more data?
I want to see more data. I want to see more data, especially with related to toxicity and also activity.
Toxicity,
neuropathy.
What do we know right now at this point?
And the weekly regimens are not really showing any substantial neuropathy. But with the every three-week regimen, there is still neuropathy, which was seen. And at 125 milligrams per meter squared dose, Dr. Rizvi's trial also showed neuropathy in the low teens.